When I was in high school, one of the big pop culture stories was the story of Jesus Christ Superstar, the rock opera that came out in 1970. Of course, most adults were absolutely blasphemized by it. But it really spoke to a lot of us, and still does, I think, in terms of its awareness of more modern culture, but taking the things of Jesus and putting him in that framework so that we can hear them a little differently. There is a song in there that says of Jesus, "If you'd come today, you could have reached a whole nation. Israel in 4 BC had no mass communication." Now that was 1970. So think how much more of a contrast there would be today in terms of the world of Jesus and Jesus' time and our ability to get the word out about things now in the days of the internet and social media and cell phones and all those things. Think about that contrast between Jesus' time and our time. And it does make you wonder, I know it's not scripture, it's a rock opera, but it does make you wonder, why didn't Jesus come at a time when communication was easier and he could get the word out much more quickly? How quickly and widely would Jesus' message have traveled with cell phones and the internet and CNN and Facebook? But I think Jesus knows, that when we get information that will change our lives, that information needs to be personal. It needs to come from personal stories. Jesus knew that, and I think that every encounter we have of a person with Jesus in the Gospels is one way of telling this story to a group of people so that they can tell others, rather than having just empirical information to hear the stories of people whose lives have been changed, so that those of us who want our lives to be changed have something to latch onto more than a news report. Today's gospel story shows that critical role of personal experience in our understanding of transformative knowledge. We have in this story a man who was born blind and then can see. He basically says, "I can't explain it, but I know what I experienced. I couldn't see before, and now I can." All the others in the story tried to kind of hedge the story and just give him a way out so he could say, "Well, what? I don't know that it was Jesus," but they kept giving him these ways out, and he kept saying, "No, this is what happened. This is what happened." You have to realize that he is risking in this story being ostracized by his faith community. And in today's culture, we can probably relate in a similar vein. If we persist in telling our story of how Jesus changed our lives, we risk being ostracized from our secular community. People just think of what we do as just some nice little fluffy thing we do on Sunday mornings that doesn't really change us. I picture the people around this story, the man whose vision was restored and all of the people who knew him. I picture the people around him saying, "You know, I've known him all of his life, and I don't think this is a trick." They're probably also saying something like, "He's never really had the courage to stand up for much in his life, but he will not let the Pharisees talk him out of this story." That's why I think it's so powerful. This is just a regular person. This is not someone who was named as a religious leader. This is a regular person whose life was changed, and he had the courage to say it was Jesus that changed it. And as modern-day Christians, I think we too have to have courage to say hard things, as this man did when he was confronted. But in our time, we have to say different, difficult things. We have to say, "I forgive." And not only to say that I forgive, but to make it clear that I have the strength to forgive because of what Jesus has done. To persist in telling that it is Jesus that has changed me. We can get all the emails and news stories and social media stories and see all of those about how Jesus has wrought a miracle in someone else's life, but none of that will make me want to change. We learn important truths, transformative truths, not through empiricism, but person to person in people we trust. Transformation begins in us when we see it in someone else and we hear their story and they persist in saying that it is Jesus that made me see. Yes, if he had come today, Jesus could have reached far more people instantaneously. I picture what the talk shows would have done, but that's another sermon. But Jesus chose instead to come in a time when personal experience was paramount. This was a time when people knew each other personally. They knew each other's families and histories and stories. And so when a story changes or pivots, then it has power for the people who already knew that family. We see someone who was once lost, and we see the story of how they were found. Someone in this story who has been blind since birth, but now sees. We see deep change in other people, and we invite deep change because we see it in their stories and are willing for it to become part of our story. What could we change in our story or make known of our story that could help transform the world? What if in this time the Christians were constantly seen as the ones who lived out our convictions, who answered those difficult questions by speaking of our faith in Jesus Christ? What if, by example, we were the ones who reconciled while others divided? We were the ones who forgave when others resented? And what if we always said, the demeanor that you find in me comes because I have been touched by Jesus? We could talk about love and peace all we want. But if we live in those states, if we love other people, we make it clear that we serve a God of love. If we have an inner sense of peace, we can make it clear that it comes from our God of peace. I have said it many times, I don't believe that people begin to think God is worth pursuing because they found some doctrine that intrigued them. The story matters. The story, not dogma, makes life of faith attractive, and it makes the life of faith possible. When we see someone speak with courage of their life with God, then we're drawn to them and we're drawn to the peace and the compassion that they demonstrate. But someone has to speak with courage that it is God that has done this. And we learn that courage not by studying more, but by seeing the courage of a neighbor or a friend. I know God has changed my life. I know a peace that I could never find on my own. And because someone else knows me and my story, they may begin to explore this life too. Yes, if he had come today, Jesus could have reached all nations in an instant. But he reached me through one person's story. And that's the way he still works. Amen.